Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program on every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and today we would like to welcome Angela Del Grasso. Angela is the Senior Vice President of Bethlehem Initiatives for the Lehigh Valley Chamber, and Candy Stavarinos, the Director of Publicity and Advertising Promotion for Zollner Arts Center. It's almost like we have a little Mediterranean thing going on here. Welcome, ladies. What a great place it is to be, especially Bethlehem, when it's the holiday season. A lot of things going on. We have listeners from all around the Lehigh Valley. And if you're not familiar with the Zollner Arts Center, which is a terrific facility, it's at Lehigh University and very accessible. There's parking. Come on down and join in the fun. And of course, we should mention some terrific family-friendly events coming up after the first of the year. On Friday, January 24th, you have Bakiti Kamalo and the Graceland Tribute Band. Bakiti, of course, the bass player of Paul Simon's Graceland album. And on Saturday, February 1st, Zollner welcomes the Curtis Symphony Orchestra, one of their selections being Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5. And then on Saturday, February 8th, the fun program with the sounds of the Hell's Kitchen Funk Orchestra, playing selections of R&B and some experimental jazz. Angela, we've got Martha Stewart talking about Bethlehem. We've got Oprah talking about Bethlehem. Martha, I think, said it was one of the top 5 or 10 places to be during the holidays.
First, it started with Martha Stewart giving her stamp of approval to visit Bethlehem during the holidays. She said we were one of the top Christmas cities, if not the most festive Christmas city to visit for the holidays. And then a few days later, Oprah picked up a completely different article, so not even that same article, and said that everyone needs to get to Bethlehem for Christmas. So we're anticipating a pretty huge season here in Bethlehem. It's always really fun and festive during the holidays. We get a ton of tourism, and that's great for our businesses. Sure. That's great for our hotels. That's great for our restaurants. But now we're expecting that to skyrocket a bit. So we're really excited.
Boy, it's really nice to get those endorsements.
Oh, yeah.
Those came unsolicited.
They did.
Yeah, I think I've reposted that one at least 50 times.
It went a bit viral. So
if you're a local business owner or business supporter, look for that, especially the Martha Stewart article, because it's really nice. And put it on your Facebook, put it on your Instagram, put it on your whatever, and post it. And let's get some people here enjoying the holiday season.
Let's get Martha here.
Let's get Oprah here.
Okay. Right? Well, that's our goal. You know, so we're working on it.
Let's get them here together.
Exactly.
Now, you have an ornament.
Yes.
That is being featured or for sale or way to celebrate the veterans?
Yes. We have a trellis that's at City Hall at Payroll Plaza. It's a permanent structure. It's been there 5 years now, I would say. Uh-huh. And we have decided to team up with our Veteran and Military Affairs Council at the Chamber, which is a new council, a new initiative of ours at the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. Allison Pickle is our staff member who leads that up. She's doing a fantastic job. So we're really thrilled at the opportunity that we saw to partner up with her and her council. So we're donating ornaments this year. So our Citizens Christmas City Committee of the Bethlehem Chamber is donating ornaments to her council to get them out into the community. And we've gotten an amazing response. So we're donating them to community members who would like to honor, recognize, remember their family members, their friends who are either in the military or are currently serving in the military.
So if I have somebody that I would like to honor, what do I do? How do I get involved?
So unfortunately, we've got such an amazing response that we are already sold out of the ornaments for this year.
Wow.
But you can reach out to us, AngelaD@LehighValleyChamber.org, and get on the wait list for next year. This is definitely an initiative that we'll continue to have.
That's terrific. The Christmas trolley.
Yes.
One of the easiest ways to get around.
Well, it's free. So there's that. You can catch the trolley anywhere in historic downtown Bethlehem, and it takes you to Chris Kindlemark and the various parking garages all day. On the weekends, it's so popular that we have two trolleys running. So there's constantly a trolley playing festive music, kind of taking you to both sides of Bethlehem.
What do you see coming up for the Chris Kindlemark? How many people typically come to that event, and where do you think this is going this year?
We know that Chris Kindlemark is a great partner of ours at the Chamber. They always have an outstanding crowd, which again is just good for the city, good for tourism, good for our businesses and restaurants. And they're a big partner of ours when it comes to this Christmas City trolley. So they partner with us to make that trolley happen, along with Hotel Bethlehem, LVHN, ServiceMaster, a lot of our community partners that make that happen. So we can transport people from Chris Kindlemark to our main street and vice versa.
Yeah, as we were talking about Oprah recognizing us, Martha Stewart, Travel and Leisure has actually called Chris Kindlemark one of the best Christmas marks in the holiday events in the U.S. They actually recognize them twice. It's the second you step in there, you feel like you're stepping back in time a bit. So
last year was the first time that I went. I've been here just a little bit over a year. So my first opportunity to be in the Christmas City was last year. Been here before, but not during the holidays. And it's really magic. And the nice thing about Chris Kindlemark is people don't have a tendency to just go there. They go across the river. Yes. And then they walk along Main Street. And then you get a full shot of the star. And you see the horses, whether it's the police department or the wagons being pulled. There's a certain amount of quality quaintness, if you will, that surrounds the city that you really can't find anywhere else.
Yeah, it's important to note it runs weekends. So it pretty much runs through the 22nd of December on the weekends. So it is something that only happens here in Bethlehem and fits in with the Bethlehem Christmas City theme.
Now, Moravian College has a lot to do with all the Christmas activities that are going on in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how important it is to have that college here at this time?
They're a huge community support. I'm a little biased. I am a Moravian College graduate, so, and I'm on their alumni board, so hound them.
This is okay.
So, full disclosure. But they are just fantastic community partners. Anything that we want to do or try new in our community, they are the first ones to jump on board to help us accomplish that. So, for example, our military ornaments that we launched this year, they are our top build sponsor on that project. So that is what made it free to get these ornaments in the hands of community members and free to get them engraved. So people actually get to engrave them with their loved ones' names and years and take them home at the end of the season. So that was Moravian College. They're also a sponsor of our tree lighting ceremony, which makes that happen for the community. And again, none of this would be possible without Moravian College. So we're really grateful for their support.
How important is it to the students at the college? And how involved do they get?
They do. They get very involved. We have probably 8 Moravian College students right now that are interning with the Bethlehem Chamber. I was one of them. I was. Again, this is all coming full circle. So I was a student at Moravian College when I started to intern for the Bethlehem Chamber, specifically of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. And I did that for 3 years full time, and I fell in love. It became my dream job, and I got lucky enough to land a position right out of college with our Business and Diversity Council team before moving into the Bethlehem Initiatives as of this year. But that's why I really want to give back, too. So in my role now, I find it really important to get students from all of our – we have amazing colleges here, Lehigh, Moravian, Northampton Community College. We try to work with all of them to get students – to intern for us. Of course, I'm a bit partial to Moravian students.
That's okay now. That's okay.
So we have about 8 Moravian College interns right now. They do a fantastic job. It's getting them out into the community, getting their hands dirty, setting up. We were just painting the trellis yesterday at City Hall, getting it ready for the ornaments. And it also, all of these events that Moravian is supporting over the holidays, a lot of students are local. So it gives them something to do during their break. A lot of students aren't local, but they stay here over the holidays. Maybe they don't go all the way home. So it definitely gets them involved.
All right. Well, it's time to take a break. We are on Every Main Street with Angela Del Grasso and Candy Stavarinos. Back in a minute.
For program support on WDIY, we thank The Lodge, providing a housing and recovery program for adults with mental illness and supported employment at Cafe The Lodge, 427 East 4th Street, Bethlehem. Cafe The Lodge, a nonprofit bistro serving breakfast, lunch, and special event catering. For more information and a full list of special events and public programs, cafethelodge.org.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. It's the holiday season, and here to talk about the holiday season in the Bethlehem area is Angela Del Grasso, the Senior Vice President of Bethlehem Initiatives, and Candy Stavarinos, Director of Advertising and Promotion Publicity for Zollner. Welcome. Now, you're both from this area. What's it like when you grow up in this area and you are from the Christmas city or the surrounding area?
It's pretty surreal being from the Christmas city. I think it was always magical to me. That wasn't lost on me by any means. I grew up every single year. My parents would say, okay, we're going to go to downtown Bethlehem for Christmas. And we would always have a few nights a year that we would walk up and down the street, Main Street, and shop and eat and see all the things that the Christmas city had to offer. And that always felt so magical to me. But I think that I sometimes forget what it must feel like to a tourist. So I try to look at it with fresh eyes sometimes and say, wow, and sit back. Can you imagine what this must look like to someone who didn't grow up here and doesn't live here all the time and just how surreal this is?
I can tell you because, like I said, last year was my first time here, and it was truly magic. And so I invited all of my family and from various parts of the country, and we all sat around and enjoyed some beverages and went to all the events. And it was really, I think Oprah and Martha are onto something.
From the horse-drawn carriage rides that you see through the city and, you know, the Christmas lights and the trees and everything, it's something that I think we take for granted being here. We just assume everybody else does this too. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, well, this is the Christmas city, so we have to live up to our name.
The lights that are in the windows, very interesting. And while they're always on, many people think that they're there just for the Christmas season. Can you explain a little bit about the school and how the lights came about?
I know that there is a candle in every window, and that goes way back in history for Bethlehem. And I just found a history book about Bethlehem and Christmas and those candles and the importance of it. And I was reading it. And I know Charlene Donches Mowers does a fantastic job capturing the history and teaching us all so that we know these things for the future with Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites.
When I've seen new people come into Bethlehem for the holiday season, it's probably one of the most mentioned things. I can't believe how nice all the candle lights look in the windows. It really creates an ambience that nobody can duplicate. And then you look up and you see this star. Mm-hmm. It's really breathtaking. And you have a little bit of snow in the background. And it's a great opportunity to talk to people about what they can experience here. What do you hope that people take away if they come from another state, or they follow the advice of an Oprah or Martha Stewart? What would you like them to feel about this area when they leave?
The Christmas spirit, and really the meaning of that. So how much we all as a community love each other and care for each other and support each other, especially our retail businesses and restaurants and community partners and organizations, how much we all pull together to make this happen. This isn't just one organization that makes Christmas happen in Bethlehem. We have a part, obviously, our Citizens Christmas City Committee. The city of Bethlehem, there's an electrical team of like 4 people that decorate this entire city. I think that that's lost on a lot of people. I hear, you know, after Halloween ends and the ornaments and decorations start going up all over the city, people start to complain like, oh, it's too early. What they don't realize is there's only 4 people that make it happen, and they need to start early to transform the entire city into a city that's getting recognized by Martha and Oprah. So kudos to the city of Bethlehem electrical department that makes all that happen. We also have historic Bethlehem museums and sites. They do the carriage rides. They do a lot of the tours, everything that happens on the history end of things. We have Arts Quest that does Chris Kindlemart. There are so many moving parts, the Southside Arts District, the Downtown Bethlehem Association.
One of the things that we had a lot of fun with last year, I don't know if you're going to do it again this year, but inside the bookstore, there was a mead tasting.
So the meadery has moved out of the Moravian College bookstore and onto the Southside. So they opened a new location, which is awesome, by the way, if no one has been there yet. It's on 3rd Street on the south side of Bethlehem, right across from my apartment. So it is fun to walk over there. Often they have games. They have a great new space. So definitely visit them over there. But we do have Lost Tavern Brewery now at the Moravian College bookstore. So I'm sure they have some fun things planned for the holiday season.
Yeah. I'd never had mead before to Bethlehem. And it's very good. And it was fun. And the tasting was outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
You also have these little huts that are strategically positioned around the city. How did that come about? And what can people expect from these?
Sure. So it all goes back to when Chris Kindlemart used to be on the north side of Bethlehem. I don't know if anyone remembers those days. It was a while ago, and it was under the bridge. And obviously when ArtsQuest had their campus then, they moved it over to their campus, which they do an amazing job. But our merchants wanted to make sure that we had foot traffic still on Main Street, and all those tourists that were coming for Chris Kindlemart that maybe still showed up on Main Street looking for it had something to do. So we created Christmas City Village, which were old German-style Christmas huts, and created an outdoor open-air village. And that was very successful for many years. It would be in the Sun and Courtyard and on Main Street. This year, we have changed things up a bit. There will only be what we're calling huts on Main, where we'll have those German huts up and down Main Street with vendors in them. So definitely make sure you stop in and shop with them. But we are replacing what we had in the Sun and Courtyard with a new Christmas initiative, which we're very excited about, Clash of the Carols. It will be an a cappella choral competition of all of our community choirs that would like to enter.
The Christmas City loves to sing, don't they?
They do. And compete. There's going to be a cash prize of $1,000 to the organization that wins. We'll be posting the competition up on our website so that the community can get involved and vote, as well as our celebrity panel of judges that we're putting together.
And when's that?
That will be every Saturday of December from 12 to 5 in the Sun and Courtyard.
So it doesn't matter what weekend you decide to come by. You can always, snow or shine, listen
we'll
to some terrific holiday music. And there's plays.
Yes. We have a new partnership this year with the Pennsylvania Playhouse, and that is the She Loves Me play that they are putting on. From how it was described to me, it's kind of like She's Got Mail, but Christmas and new. So I'm very excited. It's a love story called She Loves Me, and we will be doing a special night, a showing, and a mixer just for our chamber members. So there will be wine, cheese. It's only $5 to see the show that night if you're a chamber member. Hey, if you're not a chamber member, call me. We'll get you signed up.
Got it. And where is this again?
This is at the Pennsylvania Playhouse on December 12th at 6 p.m.
And are tickets online?
Tickets are online, yes, or via email.
Okay. Now, we should also mention that Touchstone Theater does some pretty interesting things during the holidays. They have a play that they put on every year. Touchstone, of course, being a good partner of WDIY. And it's always fun to go to that program. I went last year. I know they're doing one this year. So there's numerous things to do.
I went to that play last year for the first time. Very exciting, because after I graduated from Moravian, I lived on Main Street in Bethlehem, which was an amazing experience. And then I recently moved to the 510 Flats on the south side of Bethlehem. So that's been a lot of fun, especially walking to all the different things that the south side has to offer. Christmas City Follies, the Touchstone play, being one of them. So we actually got to see it for the first time last year, walked, got dinner. It was a really neat experience.
You know, it shouldn't be lost on us that that list that we spoke of earlier with Oprah and Martha Stewart, we're on a list with Paris, France, with London, England, with, you know, California and Mexico. I mean, we are one of the top 10 places in the world to celebrate the Christmas season. So I think that's important that we remember that and we enjoy and take advantage and just not assume that all this stuff will be here. You have to support the events at Zollner Art Center, the events at Touchstone, you know, show the world that we support Christmas in Bethlehem.
Another nice thing about Christmas in Bethlehem is it feels like the holidays.
It does.
Sometimes in some of these places, they'll have a Christmas ceremony and or a holiday ceremony. And in Miami, it just never seems quite the same.
Exactly. And I think that really, as soon as Halloween is over, Bethlehem is full steam ahead into Christmas. So it feels like Christmas immediately. And it's really nice because I love Christmas, obviously. And it doesn't feel like it's just one day or 2 days or 12 days. It feels like an entire season because it goes on and on and on.
So let me just recap here. We've got a few minutes left. We have the Christmas trolley that will get you around wherever you want to go conveniently, and it's free. So bundle up and jump on the trolley. We have the play. We've got small businesses doing things that they love to do during the holidays, and it's also very important to their economic viability in this community. So I think what we'd like to really, the message we'd really like to get through to everybody is, once again, be like Oprah, be like Martha, get your family, get your kids, and come on down to the Christmas City and have a great time, because there's no better place to spend Christmas than the Bethlehem area.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. I'd like to thank Angela for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Candy, thank you so much. Hi to our friends at the Zollner Arts Center. You've been listening to On Every Main Street. And I am Greg Caponia. Have a good evening.
This is WDIY Allentown, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Stay tuned. Coming up next, folk classics here on WDIY.